The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 331. Janice did not have to wait too long before she saw Leon driving over from a distance on his bike. "Leon, I'm here." Janice had a demure smile on her face as she waved in Leon's direction. Leon replied with a smile and stopped in front of Janice. "Janice, these are some cosmetics from Elegante. They're for you." Leon handed over two specially made cosmetics. "Thank you." Janice accepted the cosmetics, unable to stop herself from thinking about her and Leon eating and shopping together the other day. A strange feeling crept up in her heart. Before that, she always saw Leon as a good friend. They were purely friends, and she never saw Leon more intimately at all. However, Leon changed a lot after they met again. He suddenly gained some of the attractiveness that a mature man could have. His martial arts skills were amazing as well. In the mall, he protected her at every corner. It made her feel incredibly safe. A sense of security was something most women needed, and she was no exception. What her mother said earlier seemed to remind her as well. She suddenly felt like she was single, and Leon was too. It did not seem like it would be a problem if the two of them tried going out together. However, she quickly forgot about that idea the moment it rose in her head. After all, she always treated Leon as a friend. It would be too strange for her to suddenly date a friend. She would not be able to accept it that quickly. "Janice, what are you looking at? Is there something on my face?" Leon touched his face curiously, not understanding why Janice stared at him. "No, I was just thinking about some things." Janice's face reddened. She remembered what her mother asked for earlier, so she extended an invitation. "Leon, since you're already here, why don't you come in for a bit? My parents want to meet you." "Your parents want to meet me? Isn't that a little inappropriate?" Leon had a strange look on his face. He planned on leaving after giving Janice the gift or even inviting Janice out to go shopping again. He did not expect Janice to ask him to meet her parents. What was up with that? Don't misunderstand. My mother just found out that you were a friend from college, and wanted to invite you in as a guest. That's all, there's no other reason." Janice started to blush. "Oh, so that's it?" Leon had a look of realization on his face. He quickly realized that he was empty-handed, which seemed impolite to him. "Janice, give me a few minutes. Let me go buy a gift." "There's no need to trouble." Janice wanted to stop Leon, but Leon left on his bike before she could finish. Not too long later, Leon followed Janice into her home with a gift in hand. In the living room, he met Janice's parents, Horace Lynch and Leanne Rivers. "Dad, Mom, let me introduce you. This is my friend from college, Leon." Janice briefly introduced the two parties. "Mr. Lynch, Mrs. Lynch, hello. Pleased to meet you. This is just a little gift from me." Leon smiled politely as he gave them the gift in his hand. "Leon, we're already happy enough that you came over as a guest. There was no need to get us anything." Leanne smiled. Even though the gifts were not all that valuable, they still showed manners and respect. Janice's parents had a good impression of Leon after that. "Please, have a seat." Chapter 332. Horace enthusiastically motioned for Leon to sit on the sofa. After a few pleasantries, "Leon, I have a few questions I want to ask you. Where are you from? What do your parents work as?" Leanne asked straightforwardly. "I'm an orphan. I grew up in an orphanage in Springfield City," Leon said in a somewhat sad manner. "An orphan?" Horace and Leanne were both stunned. The smile on their faces froze. "Then, what's your job?" Leanna continued to ask. Even though Leon was an orphan without much of a family background, if Leon had a good job with a high salary and position, she could still accept it considering his potential growth in the future. "I'm currently a secretary at a cosmetics company," Leon answered honestly. Leanne knew that secretaries usually only ran errands, and did not have that high of a salary. They did not have much of a future either, so her mood chilled a great deal. "Then do you have a home or a car?" "No, I don't own any of that yet at the moment." Leon shook his head, finally realizing something was wrong. Why did it feel like Leanne was looking into his accounts? Was that not strange? Not bought them yet? He probably just cannot afford it. Both Horace and Leanne's moods sank. Initially, the two of them had a good first impression of Leon. He was humble and polite, tall and handsome. He seemed to match Janice in various ways. Yet, they found out that Leon was an orphan who did not have anything. He did not even have a car or a house. He was much worse off than they thought. They were both very disappointed, and both of them decided against pairing their daughter with Leon. "Janice, come with me. I have something to say to you," Leanne shot Janice a look before she got up and walked into the bedroom with Janice, closing the door behind her. In the bedroom. "Mom, what is it?" Janice had a head full of sweat, not understanding what her mother wanted her there for. "I won't approve of you being with Leon," Leanne said unhappily. "Didn't you just ask me to try going out with him?" Janice never even considered being with Leon, but she found it a little strange that her mother changed her opinion. "That was then, this is now. He's an orphan with nothing at all. How can he make you happy?" Leanne said with a huff. She knew that her daughter was very pretty. Even though she never really thought about having her daughter marry into a wealthy family, her daughter should not have it hard getting with someone better off, or some young and handsome man. However, Leon's conditions were far too bad. He was not a good match for her daughter at all. There was no way she could allow her daughter to marry Leon and suffer with him. "Mom, Leon's not as bad as you think. He has many good points," Janice finally realized what was going on, and tried to defend Leon. "Oh, then why don't you tell me?" Leanne asked. "He's very skilled in martial arts. Even several people attacking him together isn't a match for him." Janice had a sparkle in her eyes as she thought about how Leon protected her at the mall. She felt a warm feeling in her heart. What's the point of martial arts? This is a materialistic society. What's the point of knowing how to fight? There's no need for that anymore. Chapter 333. Leanne did not look very happy. She immediately thought of Leon as a thug who only knew how to fight. Janice felt like her mother might have misunderstood things, and hurriedly said, "Mom, it's not like you think, It's not like Leon doesn't have any money either. He has some savings. He was the one who bought those high-end clothes for me from the mall. He spent a few thousand in one go. Janice told Leanne about the clothes, wanting her mother to approve of Leon.
Oh, is that so?
Where did he get the money? Leanne was shocked. Her expression softened a little. With Leon's situation, the fact that he was willing to spend so much on her daughter at least meant that he was sincere toward Janice. He made some money gambling, Janice answered in reflex. She quickly realized that she should not have said that, and hurriedly shut her mouth. Yet, it was already too late.
What?
He gambles. Leanne's expression darkened. A man who only likes to fight and gamble. He's not a good man. Janice, you have to draw the line with him in the future. Keep your distance. Now, from now on, you have to cut ties with him. Don't get misled by him. Leanne said angrily. Her impression of Leon was already at its worst. Janice never expected that she would end up making Leon sound worse. She almost cried in her panic, "Mom, it's not like that. Leon isn't as bad as you think, that's enough, you don't have to say anything anymore. Our household won't welcome someone so despicable. Go out and talk to him right now. Find a reason to chase him away. I don't want to see him anymore." Leanne cut off Janice and said with disgust. Janice was shocked, "How can I do that? Mom, he's still a guest. It's already noon. We should at least let him have lunch with us first."
"Lunch?
He doesn't deserve it. Cut all ties with him right now. If you don't, then I'll do it." Leanne said firmly.
"No, I'll just do it myself." Janice felt very helpless as she reluctantly returned to the living room with her mother.
In the living room, Leon saw that Janice and her mother both walked out of the bedroom. They had unhappy looks on their faces, which confused Leon. Leanne was quite friendly to him earlier, but her expression suddenly changed. She seemed to look at him with disgust, and he did not know how he offended her at all. However, he was an orphan, so he was already used to cold looks of disgust. Since Leanne did not welcome him, he had no reason to stay behind.
"Janice, I'm quite busy. I won't trouble you anymore. I'll take my leave."
Leon was very self-aware and got up to say goodbye.
"No.
Leon, it's already noon. You should leave after you have lunch." Janice pulled at Leon's arm sincerely. Leanne never expected her daughter to do that. She said with a huff, "I didn't manage to buy any groceries today. We can't cook anything."
"It's fine, I can eat outside with Leon," Janice said firmly.
"You," Leanne was exasperated, but there was nothing she could do, seeing as her daughter was already determined.
"Janice, it's fine. I'm busy."
Chapter 334. Leon already realized something was wrong with the atmosphere and continued to try to excuse himself.
"It's the weekend, you don't have to go to work. What could be that important?
You have to have lunch with me before you go," Janice said stubbornly.
"Then, all right," Leon reluctantly agreed, unable to refuse Janice.
"Hold on, your dad and I are coming too.
Leanne shot Horace a look when she saw that Janice was dragging Leon out. Janice's parents ended up going with them. After the conversation in the bedroom, Leanne misunderstood Leon for having a bad character. She was incredibly on guard against Leon, and would naturally not allow her daughter to go out with Leon alone. After that, the group went downstairs. Janice drove everyone to the business district nearby. After that, they arrived at a luxury hotel. "Janice, you could have just brought us to some diner by the road. Why would you come somewhere so expensive?" Leanne had a sour look on her face. "Leon's a rare guest. Of course, we'd need to treat him well," Janice said firmly. Leon was not just her best friend, but Leon even spent so much to buy her clothes in the mall last time. Leon treated her so well, so there was no way she could mistreat him. As for her mother, she would just be lectured when she got home. It was nothing much. "You," Leanne's face darkened even more, feeling incredibly angry at her daughter. However, she could not berate Janice on the spot since Leon was there. It would be too embarrassing. "All right, we're already here anyway. Let's just eat," Horace said in a placating manner. Leanne hoped that Leon would go away after they ate, so she did not say anything else as the four of them went into the hotel. The moment they arrived at the entrance, the four of them met a young couple. The couple seemed like lovers. They were about 25 or 26 years of age. The woman had good looks and was quite fashionable and beautiful. However, her temperament seemed a bit lacking. "Uncle, Auntie, what a coincidence. Why are the two of you here?" The young woman greeted them with a smile. "We came here to have lunch. What about you, Mindy?" Both Horace and Leanne replied with a smile. "Oh, I came here with my boyfriend. He's meeting a big client from his company for a business meeting." Mindy pointed at the man next to her and said, "This is my boyfriend, Joey Hogan. Joey, this is my uncle, my aunt, and my cousin, Janice." Mindy gave some brief introductions. "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Lunch," Joey smiled. When his gaze fell on Mindy, a feeling of amazement swelled up in his heart. Janice was incredibly beautiful. It was incredibly hard to find anyone with her looks. Furthermore, she had a high-end and tasteful short dress on, which enhanced her gentle looks. Joey felt like he met quite a few beautiful women before, but it was the first time he ever saw anyone as pretty as Janice. Mindy did not seem to be able to compare to Janice in any way. "Who's this? Is he Janice's boyfriend?" Mindy looked at Leon with a curious expression. "No, he's Janice's college classmate, Leon." Horace shook his head and introduced Leon briefly. Finding out that Leon was just an outsider, Mindy and Joey thought nothing of him. Chapter 335. "Mindy, what does your boyfriend work as?" Leanne could not help but ask. "His family owns a company. They have millions in assets," Mindy let out a pleased smile. "Millions?" Leanne and Horace were both shocked. To them, that amount of money was already considered very wealthy. "Janice, look at your cousin. She's not that much older than you, and she already has such an amazing boyfriend. What about you? You don't even have a boyfriend. You should learn a thing or two from her." Leanne glared at Janice unhappily. Her daughter was excellent in every way and was more beautiful than Mindy. She did not hope for her daughter to get a boyfriend who was as rich as Mindy's, but the man should at least be from a decent family and be an upstanding young man. Yet, her daughter managed to end up being friends with an orphan of ill character like Leon, instead of choosing someone from all the men who were after Janice. It was obvious how she would feel. "Mom, these things are down to fate. It's not like I don't want one, it's just that there's no one suitable for now," Janice said helplessly. She started to get annoyed at her master constantly telling her to get married. "All right, let's go inside and eat first," Horace said. After that, they invited Mindy and Joey. "Mindy, have the two of you eaten yet? Why don't you join us?"
"It's fine, Uncle. You should go in and have lunch first.
Joey and I'll wait for that client," Mindy rejected Horace's order. "All right then, we'll head inside." Looking at Horace and the others enter the hotel, Joey's gaze was fixed on Janice, not averting his gaze at all.
"What are you looking at? I know that my cousin's very pretty, but you don't have to keep staring at her like that."
Mindy pinched Joey unhappily. Joey snapped back to reality, and he hurriedly explained, "Mindy, don't misunderstand. I wasn't staring at her, I was just thinking about something."
"What is it?"
Mindy had a curious look on her face. "That client of mine, Mr. Wyatt, is a wealthy and powerful young man who happens to be single right now. Since your cousin doesn't have a boyfriend, I was wondering if I should introduce her to Mr. Wyatt. She's so pretty and looks so demure. Mr. Wyatt will like her. If the two of them end up together, my company will be rich in the future," Joey said excitedly. His family owned a small company. Their assets were very far away from what the Wyatt Group had. In terms of business, his family's company always needed to rely on the Wyatt Group. This time, he represented the company to discuss further business opportunities with Theodore Wyatt. If he managed to introduce Janice to Theodore, and Theodore liked her, the cooperation would be easy. It was not just that. If Janice and Theodore ended up together, then his family would be able to rise even further in the future by relying on the Wyatt Group.
"That's right, why didn't I think of that? Let me go discuss it with my aunt and uncle," Mindy had a sparkle in her eye, quickly understanding what Joey wanted to do. After that, she hurriedly ran after Horace and Leon's group of people.
"Hey, wait up!" Mindy called out to Janice's parents.
"Mindy, what is it? Did you need something?"
Horace and Leanne turned around to ask curiously. Chapter 336. Joey's client is a wealthy young man. He's young, and his family is worth tens of millions. "Joey and I wanted to introduce Janice to him, what do you two think?" Mindy explained the situation.
"Really? That's great." Both Horace and Leanne were incredibly excited. In their eyes, a family with tens of millions was the mega rich. Even though the two of them never put their hopes on their daughter marrying into a rich family, they would naturally want to give it a try when there was a chance right in front of them. If their daughter was lucky enough to be fancied by the other party, would her fortunes not instantly turn?
"Uncle, Auntie, so the two of you agree?" Mindy said happily.
Yes, of course, we do, both Horace and Leanne nodded.
No. Mindy, thank you for thinking about me, but I don't want to be match made like that.
Janice was shocked and hurriedly rejected it. Even though matchmaking was not something that was out of the ordinary, it was not like the two of them had any emotional basis. She was not that old either, and she did not lack in men trying to pursue her, so she could not accept it at all. If they insisted on something like that, she would rather go with Leon. At the very least, both of them knew each other very well. The moment that idea even sprang up, Janice was shocked. She hurriedly pushed the idea down, feeling like she was nagged by her mother too much. Otherwise, how could she have thought of Leon?
Why not? You don't have a boyfriend right now. Why don't you just give it a try?
Leanne said unhappily.
That's right. Janice, both Joey and I are just introducing you to each other. Whether or not it'll go well is uncertain. If you don't like the guy, then you can just come up with an excuse to reject him, Mindy said. But, Janice was still hesitant.
There's nothing to be concerned about.
Let's just do it.
Leanne said decisively.
All right then, Janice felt helpless when she saw that her mother already made the decision. She was forced to accept it.
Uncle, Auntie, Joey has already reserved a room. Once Mr. Wyatt is here, we'll have a meal together to get to know each other. That's all we need to do. As for Janice's classmate, can you please leave?
Mindy looked at Leon and tried to chase Leon away. Since this was a blind date arranged for Janice, it was not appropriate for Leon to stay there.
All right then, Mr. and Mrs. Lynch, Janice, I'll take my leave. It was Janice's private affair and had nothing to do with Leon. He wisely prepared to leave.
No, Leon can't go.
If he leaves, then I won't agree to this.
Janice hurriedly grabbed Leon's arm with a determined look on her face.
Leon came specifically to give her some cosmetics. If he left without even a meal, then she would be too ashamed to even meet Leon anymore in the future.
Why would you want him around if you're meeting a guy? Leanna was very angry.
He's my good friend. I want him to keep an eye out for me.
Leanna shot Leon a look.
Hearing Janice's words, Leon felt like it was a reasonable idea, so he temporarily forgot about leaving.
Auntie, it's fine.
Since Janice is so insistent, let her classmate stay. He's just one person anyway.
It's fine as long as he doesn't cause any trouble, Mindy said after thinking about it.
Chapter 337. To satisfy Janice, Leanna was forced to agree to Janice's request. At that moment, they heard the engine of a car. An expensive, looking sports car stopped in front of the hotel. The door opened, and a young man about 26 years of age walked out. Behind him were two bodyguards in suits, who looked incredibly imposing.
Mr. Wyatt, you're here.
I've already prepared the room.
Please, follow me, Joey looked happy as he greeted Theodore.
Yes, let's go, Theodore had a prideful look on his face as he followed Joey inside.
He quickly saw Horace and the rest.
Joey, who are they?
Theodore frowned.
Let me introduce you. This is my girlfriend, Mindy.
The others are her relatives,
Joey was about to introduce everyone when his words were interrupted by Theodore.
Your girlfriend's relatives?
You invited me over to talk business, not for a family dinner.
Theodore said coldly.
He started to look unhappy.
Mr. Wyatt, don't be angry.
This is my girlfriend's cousin, Janice.
I wanted to introduce her to you, Joey said in a hurry, pointing over at Janice.
Theodore always lived a life of luxury, so he was not bothered to glance at Leon at the others just now. When he followed where Joey pointed and looked at Janice, he finally saw how stunning Janice looked.
How beautiful!
Theodore felt like he was struck by lightning. With how rich his family was, he never lacked women around him. He played around with so many beautiful women before, but he never saw anyone as beautiful and elegant as Janice. What was even rarer was the fact that Janice seemed to have a gentle and demure disposition. She looked like a kind wife who could manage the household well. It was a type that many men liked, and he was no exception. The moment he laid his eyes on Janice, his heart was moved.
Joey, what do you mean by this?
Theodore shot Joey a deep look.
It's like this, Joey whispered into Theodore's ear, explaining the situation briefly.
Good, very good. Theodore started to laugh, very satisfied with Joey's arrangements.
Mr. Wyatt, let's talk about it in the room, Joey said with a smile.
In the room.
Mr. Wyatt, these two are Janice's parents.
Joey reintroduced everyone.
As for Leon, he did not even mention that outsider.
Mr. and Mrs. Lynch, hello.
I'm happy to meet you too, Theodore smiled.
However, he was already used to being high and mighty, so his tone was arrogant as if he was born better than everyone.
The feeling is mutual, both Horace and Leanne were a bit startled.
Someone as rich as Theodore would normally never even spare commoners like them a second glance. Even though Theodore was a bit arrogant, it was understandable.
Why is he acting so proud? Janice mumbled, looking quite unhappy.
She immediately had a bad impression of Theodore since he acted so arrogant and rudely. After a few empty pleasantries, they all sat down, and Joey asked for the food to be served.
Mr. Lynch, since this is a blind date, I'll be honest.
I'm very happy with Miss Janice.
If you don't mind, let's talk about a date to get engaged.
Chapter 338.
Theodore made it sound like things were already settled.
What?
Engaged.
Is that a joke?
Janice was shocked, and she hurriedly stood up. It was her first time meeting Theodore, and the two of them did not even have any mutual feelings. Furthermore, she did not like Theodore's arrogance.
Yet, the first thing Theodore said was that he wanted to get engaged.
How could she accept that?
Mr. Wyatt, you still don't know much about each other.
Isn't it a bit too quick to get engaged?
Horace and Leanne were shocked as well.
It's not.
I fell for Miss Janice at first sight.
That's enough.
Theodore looked at Janice passionately.
I still feel like, Horace wanted to say something else, but he was quickly interrupted by Theodore.
That's nothing else to talk about.
To show you my sincerity, there are $300,000 in this bank account.
Take it as an engagement gift.
Theodore took out an ATM card and tossed it in front of Horace and Leanne.
He never lacked women by his side before. He toyed with so many different women, and all of them threw themselves at him for his money. In his eyes, there was nothing money could not solve. If there was, it just meant that not enough money was spent. 300,000. Both Horace and Leanne were stunned. That was no small number in their eyes. The two of them thought that Janice's salary was already quite good as a department manager in a large company. Yet, even if Janice did not eat or drink extravagantly, it would take her a decade or two to make that much. Yet, that amount was right in front of them. There was no way they could remain calm. Mr. and Mrs. Lynch, if you agree to the engagement, then the money is yours. If you feel like it isn't enough, I can give you more. Theodore said calmly, preparing to use the money to buy Janice's daily. If 300,000 was not enough, then he would double it. He would keep going until Janice agreed. He refused to believe someone from Janice's family background would resist the allure of money. There's no need for any more. That's enough. We'll agree to the engagement. Leanne excitedly kept the card. Leanne, what are you doing? Janice still hasn't agreed to it. Hurry up and give that card back to Mr. Wyatt. Horace stopped her in a hurry. Mom, Dad's right. You should return the card to him. I won't agree to an engagement. Janice's face was reddened as she angrily glared at Theodore. She thought differently from her mother. She felt like Theodore was purposefully using his money to embarrass their family. She never liked Theodore in the first place, and that impression worsened. Why wouldn't you agree? Mr. Wyatt is such a rare talent, and his family is rich and powerful. Other women can only wish for a boyfriend like him. If you don't even want him, then what kind of boyfriend would you want? Leanne scolded unhappily. Even though Theodore did not look as masculine and manly as Leon, he still had a fairly noble look to him. More importantly, Theodore's money and power were not something Leon could touch. She preferred Theodore much more, and started to like him more and more. That's right. Janice, Auntie is right. You're so beautiful, and Mr. Wyatt is so handsome. Both of you are a match made in heaven. Chapter 339. Also, Mr. Wyatt fell for you at first sight. He willingly put up 300,000 as an engagement gift. It's quite a show of sincerity. You should take this chance. Don't let it slip away. Both Mindy and Joey tried to advise Janice. They just planned on testing the waters and were not hoping for too much. Yet, they were lucky enough that Theodore fell for Janice immediately. It suited them perfectly. As long as Janice agreed to be with Theodore, then Joey's family would be able to rely on the Wyatt group. Their future would be incredibly bright. Janice, your mother, and the others are being quite reasonable. Even though you just got to know Mr. Wyatt, feelings can be slowly built up. Why don't you get engaged to Mr. Wyatt first, and slowly develop your feelings later? Horace said after some hesitation. After all, Theodore's family was just too amazing. They were truly wealthy. If his daughter could be with Theodore, then she would live a life of luxury, free of any worries. She would be able to get anything she wanted. Every parent wished for their children to have a good life. The two of them were no different.
Dad, Mom, you don't have to try to talk me into it. No matter how amazing his family is, I just don't like him. You can't force feelings. I won't agree to the engagement. Janice said resolutely. She was not a girl who loved to show off. She would rather live a normal and peaceful life with a man she loved that sells her feelings for money. Theodore was always someone who got what he wanted. When Janice rejected him mercilessly in public like that, he got a bit angry. Miss Janice, you'd better think about it. With who I am, so many women jump right into my arms as long as I wiggle my finger. Honestly, you should be happy I fell for you. Other women wouldn't even be able to dream of it. Please. I don't care about anything like that. You should leave it for other women. Janice said with a sniff. She started to hate Theodore's arrogance even more. You, Theodore's face was incredibly dark. He never expected that Janice would not fall right into his arms. It was the first time he met a woman who would not be moved by money. Not only that, the things that could not be were the best. The more Janice rejected him, the more he felt like Janice was special, and the more he liked her. Mr. and Mrs. Lynch, help me convince your daughter. Theodore looked at Horace and Leanne. Since he could not convince Janice, he was forced to put his hopes on her parents. Janice, I know the engagement is very sudden, and you can't accept it right now, but an engagement isn't asking you to get married. You don't have a boyfriend now anyway. Why don't you get engaged to Mr. Wyatt? Then the two of you can date. If you don't try it out, how would you know that the two of you wouldn't be suited to each other? Leanne advised. That's right, Janice, you can get engaged to him first, and the two of you can slowly get to know each other. Mr. Wyatt seems excellent in many ways. Once you're with him for a long time, you might just fall for him. Mindy and Joey tried to help as well. Mom, an engagement isn't something so trivial that you can just try out. I've already decided. There's no room for discussion. Janice's attitude was very firm. Chapter 340. No room for discussion? You weren't willing to find a boyfriend for yourself, and we helped you arrange for something. Is there anything wrong with that? Leanne was angered. I already told you before. It's not like I don't want one. I just haven't found anyone suitable. Janice was interrupted by her mother before she could finish. Enough, I don't want your excuses. I think that Mr. Wyatt is a decent man. If you still see us as your parents, then listen to us. Get engaged to him and try it out first. If you refuse, then don't even bother coming back anymore. You can go wherever you want. We don't have a daughter like you. Leanne said angrily. Mom, you, aren't you purposely making things hard for me? Janice's eyes reddened at that moment. Her mother already escalated things so far. If she continued to refuse, she would seem like a bad daughter. However, if she agreed, it was not like she liked Theodore. She would not be able to accept it in her heart. Suddenly, she felt very hopeless. She did not know what to do. Leon said that Janice was in a difficult spot, and could not help but speak up for Janice. Mrs. Lynch, when it comes to a relationship, the feelings need to be mutual.
Since Janice doesn't like Mr. Wyatt, shouldn't we just forget about it?
Forget about it?
You sure have it easy.
Leon, this is our private family matter.
It has nothing to do with you, so don't butt in.
Leanne said unhappily.
It was very difficult for her daughter to stumble upon such a rich young man. The man was even so infatuated with her. If they forgot about it just like that, where would her daughter find another man like him in the future?
That's right.
Didn't I warn you not to cause any trouble?
What's an outsider like you doing trying to interfere?
Mindy said unhappily as well.
Who's this person?
Theodore looked at Leon unhappily.
Leon kept quiet the whole time, so he felt like Leon was probably Janice's brother or cousin, so he did not say anything. However, when he heard Mindy calling Leon an outsider, he realized that something was off.
Oh, he's called Leon.
He's Janice's college friend, Leon explained everything.
Just a friend from college.
What gives you the right to speak up?
Theodore had a dark look on his face.
Earlier, Janice looked like she was about to agree to the engagement after being pushed by Leanne.
Yet, Leon suddenly jumped out to cause trouble.
There was no way he would look at Leon in a good light.
Who said Leon has no right?
He's my. Janice realized that it would be hard for her to avoid getting engaged to Theodore if she did not figure something out at that moment.
So, she clenched her teeth and said, "Leon's my boyfriend."
"What?
He's your boyfriend?"
Theodore was shocked.
Everyone else was shocked too. Even Leon himself was caught off guard.
"Janice, this is..." Leon looked at Janice curiously, not understanding what Janice tried to do.
"Help me," Janice mouthed the words to Leon sneakily. Her eyes were full of helplessness.
Leon immediately understood what Janice tried to do.
In truth, he already had a plan when he tried to help Janice earlier.
Janice suddenly said that the two of them were a couple was not necessary.